Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, man, we headed to hour number three. Why are we going back in time right now, boy? Why are we doing this? It's what we're doing. Why? I don't know. Hour number three. We have some big news in the NFL that just broke a few minutes ago. In Indianapolis, major changes. Frank Reich announcing that Matt Ryan is done. Sitting him. He's out. Sam Ehlinger is going to start against the Commanders this week. Matty Ice, I mean, it's...
Who saw Ellinger and Tyler bad? Heineke going at it?
Right? Was he that bad?
Just couldn't get the ball off, man. Not athletic.
Like, is he that lost it that line, much? That like, lost it.
The offensive line isn't what it used to be. Listen, man, this is the death. We're going to call this the death of an era. I mean, looking more and more like time is done. You look at, Matty Ice. Who knows if Aaron Rodgers wants to continue playing, if this is the team that they're going to give him.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. Roethlisberger steps away. Like, you're really starting to see. I mean, just.
Ryan Tannehill damn. May see his last days as
interesting.
A starter.
This is from Albert Breer before all this was announced on SI. He said that asking around, there's scouts who think Matt Ryan's arm is shot. Mm. It looks like he's got to work harder to get the ball where he wants it to go. Now, he's doing everything he can. I mean, he competes, he battles, whatever he can. You know, we all know this is, obviously a high character guy. But he just can't get it done anymore, and they've made that decision that, all right, you know what? We need to change it up.
Because the division is right there. The division
really is.
They're only one game back. It's crazy because Jacksonville lost. Tennessee is now, because I think Tennessee was on a bye, they're 4-3. They're 3-1. So, I mean, they're right there. So, if you're going to make a change, you got to make a change that the team can rally behind and say, this is how we got to win games. Because Matty Ice – the weapons on the outside, that offensive line isn't the offensive line of old either.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? I mean,
I think, who do they lose? Fisher? They lost Fisher last year or something like that. So I don't think this same line is not as dominant as what we saw them do to the
now,
Jets
remember,
last
he,
year.
He had a shoulder separation. I guess they're calling it a grade 2 shoulder separation. But it's not like, he's coming back. Ehlinger is the guy for the rest of the year. So,
for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're believing. This isn't like just short term because he's got the shoulder issue, but he's done. So it's a strained shoulder, I guess. So it's not like he could play, but they're making this move. So that's big story there. Some other injury news as well in the NFL that we will get to momentarily. But Bart, it is hour number three. It is Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and of course. When it's hour number three on Overreaction Monday, what does that mean?
Only because Federica is here. It's a very, very special.
She never gets to see this.
Yeah, because, the thing is,
yeah,
this isn't just the boys' hour.
Mm-hmm.
Federica makes it special. Yeah. It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Yeah, they don't get to see that on the... Oh, you're right.
Need a healer.
We just all the oxygen just left.
You try to put an extra on for Frederica, I think I stopped breathing.
Why did you go all Tyson there? What was that? 888 say
my voice sounds like when I got no wind.
888-729-3776 is the number. Obviously another major injury story that we kind of we knew about last night, but officially today, Breece Hall of the Jets, ACL and also some meniscus damage as well. So he's done for the season. It's a shame. He was the leader for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
He had been phenomenal for the Jets in the first couple of games here.
62-yard touchdown.
Literally gave him like a big score early, and they held on to win in Denver. They get a win. By the way, 4 wins on the road already. 4-0 on the road. 5-2 on the season, but they'll have to do without him. He is done for the year. But what we also saw in this game with the Jets, for again, you know, in a division that Pats played tonight, and I almost feel like the Pats got to win.
Keep pace.
Just to stay in it.
I mean, they're playing the Bears.
I know they are. You're right, but is it Mac Jones? Is it Bailey Zappe? A lot there to watch. We haven't heard yet. The Dolphins do hold on to win when they get Tua back. So they're at 4-3. Jets right behind. You know, they're sitting there in second, but, you know, everybody's on their tails. It's just a very interesting division. And the one thing you can say about the Jets is this. It might not have been always pretty. And that game, the offense was three and out.
Denver defense. They do that to everybody.
Okay. And the Jet defense was doing what they do to everybody as well against
It was different.
There was no Russell Wilson, obviously.
Yeah, that's the beauty. It was different. That's why it gives you the encourage that you can do it a different way.
But what wasn't different was once again in the fourth quarter, Robert Saleh and his young Jets got it done.
There's no quit. We don't flinch. You know, they know that whenever it gets rough, they know they're 60% more, and they have completely bought in and believe of what they're capable of. And I think, like I said, I just got so much faith in our group, especially when as the game gets deeper and deeper, I just feel like we get stronger and stronger. And I proved again in the fourth quarter. I think we outscored them 6-0.
It's good quality to this team.
What the hell is 60? Give me
60%
more. If you got 60% more to give me, then you've been sandbagging it the entire. I can see
that 2%
more.
40%.
Yeah, bro.
You've been going only 40%.
Bro, that's what you're doing. I don't know who came up with that one, but they need to rethink
that. You don't like
that
60%. All right. Well,
but what I do agree with the ability of why they're able to take teams into deep water is because for the second half, Nathan Shepard doesn't play in the first half. Vinnie Curry really doesn't play in the first half. Mm-hmm. They bring in Sheldon Rankins in the second half. They have a whole line shift change. And what happens is when you're gassed, they come and throw all these Jacob Martin, Vinnie Curry, and eventually Jermaine Johnson's going to be back, right? Franklin Myers. Then they throw Nathan Shepard on you. Then they throw Solomon Thomas at you. Then they throw Quinnen Williams at you. Then they throw Carl Lawson at you. So then you like, yo, these guys been going all day because you don't change out defense, offensive linemen the whole time. Mm-hmm. These dudes jacked up on Mountain Dew. That's why I always say in this day and age, it's better to have a bunch of good players than have a handful of great players. Because those great players aren't going to make it the whole season. Those great players aren't going to be able to overcome
the 60 minutes.
They're not going to be able to overcome it. So mm-hmm. they're going to dilate. And you're really going to start to see the difference later in the year. Mm-hmm. As people have backups, as it becomes a battle of attrition where people are going to be missing stuff because general soreness, injuries. When you get to like November, December, everybody's going to feel like crap. If you're the Jets or a team that has a huge rotation, you're going to be better just because you're going to be more fresher and your legs are going to be livelier.
Depth
can overcome talent sometimes.
Depth is a very important thing now. Speaking of that, I mean, next week, I mean, the schedule gets real. I mean, you host the Patriots.
They got out of a tough part.
Yeah.
The murderer's row, supposedly.
It's not going to get much easier right now because you do have the Patriots, and the Patriots play Monday night, so a little bit of a short week for New England. But you host the Patriots, and then, of course, you host the Bills. I mean, this is – and then the Patriots again after the bye. So these next couple of weeks, because they're all division games, these are critical games, 5-2 Jets. Meanwhile, staying in New York again, the tail of New York, you have another side of it, and that is the Giants. I mean, 6-1. Who would have seen it coming? No one. And they win. They beat Jacksonville.
Last second.
Again, wasn't pretty. Had to come up with a huge stop late, but they do get it done. Daniel Jones, 200 yards passing, but it's really with his legs. Saquon runs for 110, and then Daniel Jones runs for 107, including a touchdown. And Brian Daboll figuring out what he can do with this quarterback.
Everybody knows we have Saquon, so it's sledding, you know, tough sledding early. I thought Kafka did a great job coming out throwing. Moved the ball down, scored on that first drive. Kept him honest. It's, you know, it's never going to be pretty. There's usually going to be stacked boxes, and it might be one or two. And, you know, as long as we keep doing it, but with the added element of, I'd say, Daniel today, which, what do you have, over 100 yards, I think? And then threw for 200 or whatever. Yeah, I mean, played good again. Played, you know, really the way we need him to play.
Played good again.
Yeah, forces you, when Daniel, see, what I always say, because he looks like, a Brooks Brothers when you think about him, like people forget to me, and when I make the comparisons between him and Josh Allen, it's not so much about the arm, even though I think he does throw a good deep ball, but I talk about the ability, the athleticism. know, it was a time that he ran 21 miles an hour and fell because his legs, he couldn't just keep up.
Tired.
He's running. Yeah, his legs were running too fast.
Yeah.
But he's an athletic guy that can run. And when he decides to keep the ball, he forces you to play 11 on 11. So that's an asset of his. And if you don't know if you're going to bring him back or not, why wouldn't you put him exposed in danger? Who cares? Like, right now he's a rental car, right? He'll do anything. But that gives you an element that teams are going to have to adjust to, which is only going to open up the ability to throw the ball behind the defender's head.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday continues. We go to Denver, talk to Terrence. What's up, Terrence?
What's up, Han? What's up, Bart?
How we doing?
Big win this weekend in the Mile High. Big win this weekend. Jets fans was deep. They were sad. I got an overreaction for you, though. Despite the loss of Breece Hall, Michael Carter going to come through. We're going to go to the playoffs as the 5 seed. I'm still saying it right now. I have faith in this squad. I believe. And it might have been an ugly win yesterday, but number 55 for the Broncos is a problem. He's not just like a player. He's a problem. Yo, dude, he is a massive individual.
People are trying to trade for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
He's so much of a problem.
Terrence is fired up in Denver. Remember, he called us on Friday, right? We're looking forward to this game. So
they let Von Miller walk.
And he was represented.
So
now, also keep in mind, too, with the injury to Breece Hall, there are some – you brought up
Cam Akers,
right? That they might have checked in on him.
But they're openly shopping him, right?
Some reports that the Jets might be looking to see if the Browns are interested in moving Kareem Hunt.
I mean,
aren't going right there. He's not happy.
Kareem Hunt's a baller.
Wouldn't they go in that direction? So it just shows you they are being very active.
That means that they believe that they're going to go for it.
Yeah, and why shouldn't they, the way things look for them right now? All right, coming up, I mean, we should get deeper into what we saw week 7 of the NFL. We'll do that with D. Wood momentarily, but do want to tell you, it is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. All right, let's continue the NFL conversation. We do that with Damian Woody, who joins us right now. D. Wood, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
All right, so let's begin where we were, which is the New York teams, both of them. The Jets 5-2. The Giants at 6-1. Which one are you buying more?
Man, that is a good one. That is a good one. I'm going to buy the Jets. I'm going to buy the Jets. I feel like the Jets have a little bit more playmaking ability. I know Breece Hall got hurt. That's a big blow. I just like the Jets' formula. Their defense has been playing outstanding football. Outstanding football. This team is done. I'm going to tell you the mark of a really good team. When you can win on the road, the Jets are 4-0 on the road right now for a bunch of young guys. The core of this team is young. For them to go out there and win on the road, is to me, that speaks volumes about how the culture is turned around with the Jets. Both organizations have done a fabulous job, but I want to give the edge to the Jets.
Now, what does this tell you? And what does this tell a locker room that you lose a great player like Breece Hall, but you're actively trying to reach out to try and get Kareem Hunt and Cam Akers? What does that tell you as a locker room, you know, when a team is going out and they're willing to spend future assets on a solution for the present?
That we're going for it. We're going for it. Like, yes, Breece Hall is out for the year and it sucks, but at the same time, we're 5-2. Think about it. 5-2. If the Jets go .500 the rest of the way, they should be in the playoffs. Mm. They should be in the playoffs. So I think the organization is sending a message saying, we're right. We're right exactly where we want to be. We're exactly where we want to be. We got a big divisional game at home against the New England Patriots this week. We got a couple of big divisional games coming up,
right?
And then we have a bye. So if we can get somebody in to help us out offensively with the way our defense and special teams are playing, could be a scary team down the stretch.
It has been a long time, a decade, since we've been able to talk about the Jets like this. Damian Woody joining us right now. So news out of Indianapolis, Matt Ryan, with the shoulder issue that he has, he's being benched. Sam Ellinger now is going to take over as quarterback for the rest of the season. Your reaction to that?
The shoulder, the shoulder is caused that. Matty Ice finished that game yesterday, but all of a sudden the shoulder, you're going to you're going to bench him. I said this just a minute ago. I'm up here at ESPN talking to some guys in the green room. I think Frank Wright's going to be done.
Yeah.
I think Frank Wright is going to be done at the end of the season, because how many different quarterbacks can you go through before you start pointing the finger at the coach there? You vouched for Carson Wentz last year, and 100%. He was one and done. Mm-hmm. You bring in Matt Ryan. Now, all of a sudden, he's benched. It's not even the halfway point in the season. At some point, you got to start pointing the finger at the coach and front office with this organization.
Now, tell me this. Like, it's not a good week to be a GOAT, a boat, or a potential Hall of Fame player if you're talking about Matty Ice and what the news we just broke. Who are you more optimistic about? Green Bay, who I think, in my opinion, my interpretation, the BS translator, was when Aaron Rodgers said, you know, this could be good for us to go play the Bills and get exposed. Because I think it'll force the, in my opinion, I think he was basically saying, it's going to be apparent that we're not there. And you guys need to spend some of the future assets for right now to go get me a damn player. But with Tom Brady, I don't know how you fix it. So who are you more optimistic about, Green Bay or Tampa? Because they're both in trouble.
Yeah, you're giving me two bad options there, but I'm going to go with Green Bay. I watched Tampa. They look washed. Like, they look washed, man. And they play in a bad division, but they look washed. Like, Tom just looks – I don't know. He looks distracted. Tom looks distracted. They're slow. They're slow on offense. And nobody's coming to save them. They got all their players there. And don't give me this thing about Gronk. Gronk's not coming back to that situation. They're just a bad football team.
Yeah.
They're a bad football team, man. And there's no other way to slice it with Tampa. Bad football team. At least with Green Bay, it's just like, I could see, like, they got some young pieces. If they come around, then maybe. But Tampa, they just look washed.
It's sad to see what both of these guys look like right now, D. Wood, when you think about that we always just kind of give them the benefit of the doubt because of who they are. Well, they'll have their teams there, but on two different ways. But Tampa, you're right. Washed is probably the best way to describe them as a group. And then obviously Tom Brady, as great as he is, like, this is just not the Tom Brady we've been used to seeing. So whatever's going on. And then, of course, you know what? Let's throw the Todd Bowles thing into it too. He takes over as coach, and they just don't feel like the same team they used to be. But a team that's looking like the same team they used to be are the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if you were on the same train as Bart and some others who thought, you know, that division's gotten real tough and this might be the year everybody catches them. I would argue ain't nobody catching them. In fact, they might have created more separation than not. What have you seen out of them so far, especially after this week's win?
Man, let me tell you something, man. I was one of those people that actively questioned, you know, with them losing Tyreek Hill, would they be the same explosive type team? Boy, I couldn't have been further from the truth. Because in this league, and when you got great coaching and a great quarterback, man, you can do so much damage. And Andy Reid is one of the best quarterbacks that we've had in this league. And Patrick Mahomes is king. Patrick Mahomes is still that dude. And they've surrounded him with an offensive line, not a lot of nice pieces. Obviously, Travis Kelce and a lot of complimentary pieces on offense. That's all you need when you're Patrick Mahomes. That's all you need. And this team is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They are just as explosive as we've seen, even with when they had Tyreek Hill on that team.
Now, we think that Kelce redid his contract to maybe bring a big splash. He's been like teasing maybe teasing Odell Beckham. Like last year we saw Odell Beckham and Von Miller, you know, go to the Rams. Do you foresee somebody making that move, or who should make that move? Who's right there that should make a big splash to try and be a contender?
Man, like, I wouldn't mind seeing Odell going to Dallas. Dallas, to me, needs like another piece on the outside, you know, because they lost a lot, man. They lost Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson. You know, I think Dallas got a championship defense. I think they need a little bit more offensively. I know they got CeeDee Lamb. I know they Michael Gallup, he's kind of coming back from the ACL. I just feel like, man, if they had another piece on the outside, Dallas could really contend in that NFC.
D-Wood, you're a guy that's won rings in New England, so you're the perfect guy to ask this because I just wonder what happens tonight. Mac Jones returns. Bailey Zappe has done very well. There's been some kind of talk that, you know, maybe for Mac Jones it's not the same without Josh McDaniel there. You know how things work there. Is there pressure on Mac Jones tonight if he starts to perform? I mean, it's just the Bears. They should win this game, right? But is there pressure on him? Does he have maybe, you know, Bailey Zappe on his heels all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, it's always perceived, right? Guy comes in, backup comes in, he's a rookie. And, he gets coached up and they're playing well, right? So everyone starts to think, okay, like, they look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
They look pretty damn good. So now with the perceived, you know, the presumed starter coming back in, what should this offense look like? They should look better, right? But, I mean, when we talk about New England, they've been running the ball, like, down people's throats. Like, they've been running the ball really well, and their defense has actually been one of the top units in the league. So, Mac Jones, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't even think Mac Jones is completely healthy, to be honest with you. But we're going to see what he looks like out there. And if he doesn't look like the same Mac Jones, there's going to be a lot of chatter about that whole situation.
It's funny how even if he wasn't fully healthy, he healed up enough to play once you realize what the backup's doing. It's like, no, I'm good. Yeah, let me get back out there.
Well, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy on the team.
Yes, he is.
And they say that it's been a little rift in their relationship. See, some teammates are just happy when you stay in your position. As soon as you come and you start balling out, all of a sudden it's a little tension there going on because he got what you want.
Things get a little weird there, so it'll be interesting to see how that is handled, what happens tonight on Monday Night Football. D-Wood, always good to talk to you, my man. All the best.
All right, man. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Damian Woody, our ESPN NFL analyst. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your calls, of course, we have to get to. Lots to get to still with you, including what Jim Irsay had just said about Matt Ryan a week ago before they have made the decision.
It's fluid.
Yeah. To move on without him. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Different vibe in the studio, but we'll take this too.
I can rock with the Biebs. He came back and matured a little bit.
A little bit.
A lot different when Keyshawn was trying to kick his ass for speeding in his neighborhood.
I love that story.
Keyshawn trying to fight a little young white boy. Pick somebody your own size.
Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Gets your calls momentarily. This is interesting. So you remember they had the owners meetings last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Irsay had talked about Matt Ryan last week, and he called him a steely-eyed missile man. This is to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport.
High praise.
He said, I've been around leaders. I'd put him right up there with Peyton Manning.
Slightly
below. A really outstanding, tough guy who doesn't back down. Often the best in the fourth quarter, and you don't ever want to count out Matt Ryan. He's a winner. He's a fighter. And our team's taking on that temperament around him, which is exciting. More will be revealed, no question about it, but we're really encouraged. We really are. He said this a week ago. Now, this quote got buried because Jim Irsay also said some things about Daniel Snyder that became bigger news.
Get his ass out of here.
But point is, though, is that this quote comes out, and then a week later –
it was all good just a week ago.
Shoulder issue, and they're basically benching him.
It's often where
at this point
it's often where a owner has one point of view. because he don't really understand the schematics. He's not in the film study.
Fair.
You know, saying, hey, he missed on this. He just sees the end result. And, you know, from all indication, you know, they were winning the division before this game was played. And not so much anymore.
Yeah, that's tough. Sam Ehlinger again will take over now as quarterback. All right, we have your calls.
We will rally behind Sam
Ehlinger. ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your overreaction Monday. We've got your NFL calls. Also, your Yankees complaints as well. They're certainly there to be taken. Let's go. Let's go to Steven in New Jersey. What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Real quick, I hope everyone's being blessed and everything, but I feel some type of way because I know they got to protect these players from whole CTE situation, but as far as that hit on Breece Hall yesterday,
he got trucked.
I feel like they should protect these low hits because, I mean, I can say it seemed dirty because Breece Hall was getting loose on them, but at the same time, it's like if you're going to protect one thing, protect everything because
I appreciate you, Steve, but is it like where do you?
Breece is 220 and he's running 21 miles an hour. Yeah, I don't know if you smaller than 220, if you want to take that. So guys go low. It's, you know, they did protect. Like Breece has an opportunity once he sees it, understanding how people are going to try and tackle him. You saw Zeke Elliott hurdle a guy because he anticipated, I'm coming downhill.
Yeah, he's coming for my legs.
He ain't about this smoke. He's going by my legs. So you jump over him. But if we take all that out, then we won't have football.
Let's go to Don in Dallas. What's up, Don?
It's Don. Hey, it's not overreaction Monday. It's overreaction a few weeks here because everybody's been crowning the Eagles like the – team of the NFL or NFC, and I just got a question for Bart.
Yeah.
Bart, the Eagles come into the game with missing four offensive linemen. Their key offensive lineman that's doing a great job against Michael Parsons gets hurt. They start blitzing the quarterback. He started getting pressure. Then another offensive lineman go down. Then they start dropping in coverage. Why do they do that? I mean, I think that's what costs us the game, putting them in coverage. Instead of continue to blitz him and get more pressure and hurry on the quarterback.
Well, the thing is, they were attacking him too. Right? They weren't blocking him. You know, much like yesterday, Mahomes did the same thing to Nick Bosa. Because now you put him in limbo, you make them the read, and you do two things so they can't be right. And, you know, it causes hesitation. And it's a game plan thing. So now when, you know, they play Michael Parsons play again, you make him not responsible for anything. He don't have to slow anything down. We used to have this when we used to have to deal with Ricky Williams and we used to have to deal with Ronnie Brown at quarterback. Now, we knew he couldn't throw, but, you know, when you talk about stopping it, we would predetermine what we're doing. We didn't make anybody read anything. This time, you go take the dive, right? And then that lets the linebacker know that he's going to take the sweep or the quarterback. And then you switch it up. So now you're switching it up, and they don't know, but you're attacking fast and making them make a decision. And when you talk about these reads, it takes time. And if you speed up the process, that's when you have mishandled balls. That's when you have balls to hit the ground, which can be huge plays to get them out of it. Remember in the Super Bowl, that's what Kaepernick was doing against the Ravens back in, I think, 2013. And what they did is they was like, all right, you want to do that? We're going to hit your quarterback every single time regardless because he loses the protection of a quarterback when he does that motion. Mm-hmm. And we're going to knock him out the game because we're going to beeline hit him every time. And that's how you get guys out of that stuff. Like,
make all right, runner,
yeah,
right.
Here, take these 5 yards. Right. Let's see if your quarterback can stand up after the game.
Yeah, make him a runner. All right, we go to South Florida to talk to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Afternoon, gentlemen. I hate to do this, but Bart, D-Wood, they were wrong about Green Bay.
Sure.
Tampa might have been a more disappointing loss yesterday with who they lost to. But you got to figure in the NFC South, who's there to stop Tampa from winning the division?
Yeah, they can win the division.
They can win the division with 8 or 9 wins.
But we're talking about overall. Is that the expectations for either one of these teams? You know, talking about Green Bay 13-3. Green Bay defense is still playing better. And you look at Tom Brady, there's no excuses because everybody that he's dependent on is there. It's not like Godwin wasn't there. It's not like Mike Evans isn't there. It's not like Fournette wasn't there.
I think what Bill's saying, though, and I kind of agree with him, when you consider which loss was worse, Green Bay, you might only get one team out of that division, and it might be the Vikings.
Yeah, but who lost to the worst team? They lost to a team that was surprised they won. No, we're not trying to win. Please take it.
I understand. But I think what Bill's trying to say, though, is if you look at it, the split now between the Vikings and the Packers got wider. The divide gets wider, whereas Tampa, you're right there. I mean, so you can overcome this and still somehow, some way, make the playoffs. Let's continue with the calls on Overreaction Monday. We go to West Virginia, talk to Danny. What's up, Danny?
How y'all doing, guys?
All right.
Hey, I got a question for you. What is the Yankees going to say now since they got swept by the Astros? I mean, you know, the last time they got beat, it was, oh, they was cheating.
So well, that wasn't the last time they got beat. Yeah, the last year, you're right. It was Altuve rounding third and Chapman with the smile on his face. But this is they're going to make more excuses, Danny. They're going to. We didn't have DJ. Have Benintendi. Those are the excuses that are going to come out, and they're just going to claim that they were still beat to beat them. They just were missing key pieces. And I've reached that point now where it's no longer. You know what, Danny? It's. I'm glad you said it because I know you're saying it's kind of tongue in cheek. I say it like this. It's time to stop saying it's the Astros and start saying it's you. The reason why you're not beating them is you. Your math, your lineups, your decision making, your philosophy, whatever you want to be, it's you. You're the problem. And what Marley Rivera told us earlier is it doesn't look like they're going to make any changes to correct any of those problems. They're just going to keep doing
definition of insanity.
What they've been doing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with your calls, of course, on this on Overreaction Monday. And speaking of Monday, we get you set for what might be a very important game tonight, suddenly, for the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
This is what I'm talking about. You put this on, and I'm like 13, feel for you. Trying to get my voice deep like this,
ding,
too.
Ding, 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 ding.
Just singing a Shaka Khan. Singing right to the poster.
Uh-huh. Did you have her autograph it to you?
No. So we were talking about juvenile crushes, right? And I had to admit that, like, first time I saw this video, saw Shaka Khan, I was like,
he was like, damn.
I'm feeling a certain way right now.
Left a very good impression.
Very good. So we're getting, like, some tweets about the juvenile crush. Now, Lacto, you said yours was Shakira, right?
Yes, sir.
That's an excellent one. Ice T3K tells us his juvenile crush growing up was Nia Long.
She available, son. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I've been drinking milk.
Just say. He also said Chili from TLC.
Oh, yeah. She's fine. She's still fine.
Yeah.
What about J-Lo?
J-Lo.
We haven't got a J-Lo. Yeah. But Arturo said Tiffany Amber Thiessen. That's a good one. Yasmin Bleeth, when you go back to the Baywatch series.
You know who I thought was always fine?
Interesting.
What's the lady name off of Long Kiss Goodnight? She got red hair and big dimples. She's so fine.
Glad you said dimples.
I did not think he was going to say dimples.
I really was not sure you were going dimples.
What you
there.
Thought I was going to say?
Look, this show, the way this show has gone, I mean, Cam, did you not like have your finger ready on the dump button on that one?
I did. Bart, are you thinking of Gina Davis?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yo, them dimples and that red
dimples.
Hair, son.
You
giant.
Look like Gina Davis is like, how do you not know Gina Davis? Like, top
I don't
of your
know
head?
Names, man. I just wanted to have the long kiss goodnight.
Mm. You're scaring me, Bart, at this point.
Bart wanted a long kiss goodnight with Gina Davis.
Yes, he did.
Praising.
When I saw that movie, I was like, yo, who is this with these dimples? They talking about the cutest redhead.
I don't think he's going to say dimples.
Yeah, can you stop saying dimples?
Well, I keep saying, no, because like everybody talk about.
But you begin
like,
real big and we just.
Everybody talk about Julia Roberts, right? I mean, she had the red hair and she got the full lips. But Gina Davis is a better, cuter version of her.
I don't know if I'm going with that. I'm 100% agreeing with that one.
She might be like a better actress, but she ain't cuter. No. And she thick.
Wait, Julia Roberts? We're going to play this game now?
Gina Davis is. Hold up. Are we thinking about the right person? What's her name? How you spell
Gina
it?
Davis.
It's G-E.
Oh, yeah. G. I put J. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how big of a crush she was right. for you.
Yo,
you don't know how to spell
it. League of Their Own, Gina Davis?
Yeah. Listen, it's not about spelling. It's about the dimples.
It's her prism, son.
It's all about.
She was at work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You think Gina Davis is going to be at the Monday Night Football game?
She's lucky I wasn't of age.
You know, if I told you Gina Davis was going to be at the Garden tonight watching Bowl Bowl, would you then be interested in going to the game?
Yeah, I would pull up. I would pull up.
I would pull up. We got, you know what?
Oh, she was in Beetlejuice too, son. Yeah. Them dimples, son. Jeez.
Can you stop?
All right. As Bart tiles off, we go 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
66 years old, Gina Davis.
What's that old lady that looked like?
Oh, boy.
That old lady that Devil Wears Prada?
Meryl Streep?
Yo, she was bad, too,
oh, boy.
Son. Yo. Yo. Yo, Meryl Streep's that deal, too, son.
This is not going to end well. I'm telling you.
This is reaching like Snoop and Martha Stewart levels now with Bart. Like, it's getting a little like, wait, what's going on here?
I'm telling you, Justin Craig is in his office currently right now, just plotting.
He's probably not in his office anymore. He's probably walking over to this control room.
Everybody knows that Felicia Rashawn is like my hall pass. To this day. I'm like Deontay Wilder. To this day! To this day!
That's a little different. That, you know, that goes back.
Yes,
that I can, yeah, that I can understand. We've had that discussion
always
before.
Always want to be sent to my room by her.
That's,
what?
That Cosby theme comes on and all of a sudden pushes.
Oh, that's pushing it too far.
In a certain way. Mm. John in New York. John, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
What up?
All right. Just want to call on a couple of things. One thing I wanted to say, childhood crush, definitely Lisa Ray from Players Club, man.
Oh, man. Diamond.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And then second thing I wanted to say was, if in order for the Yankees to get back on track and be the Yankees of the old that, you know, we all grew up knowing that the Yankees being, they need to go back to their old motto. And that's if you can't beat them, buy them. And that's what they used to do all the time. And it came down to it. Like, look, Scott Brosius, Paul O'Neill, Roger Clemens,
Tino Martinez. Hal has a limit. They didn't go after
Castillo
Bryce Harper.
What about Castillo Lolo?
You know,
like I
Machado?
Said, that's why I said they need to go back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should go back to that motto. If you can't beat them, buy them.
Well, that didn't. Right, you know, I'll tell you what, John. To be fair, that didn't always work. And that worked after they did what I think Cashman tried to do, which is foundation of homegrown developed players, and then you supplement with the high-priced stars. But, you know, those homegrown, that foundation of homegrown players that you thought the baby bombers, that's crumbled, man. I mean, that's gone. I'm telling you, as I said, it's that's gone. So what? Keeping Judge is the most important thing. All right, Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. How big is this game, Bart, for if he actually plays? How big is this game for Mac Jones? How big is this game for the Patriots? When you consider the Jets are 5-2 and that the Dolphins won, here's Mike Reese, our ESPN Patriots report.
They're ascending right now, but to your point, they did play the Lions and the Browns their last two games, just sort of getting back on track. I think we'll know more when they play some better competition. Should beat the Bears coming up on Monday night. And then it's at the Jets, which all of a sudden looks like a pretty big game. I think it'll be easier to answer that, but I think they're in the mix in that discussion for that number three team.
Who? The Jets?
Yeah, very important because the Patriots are 3-3. You mess around and lose this game to the Bears, all of a sudden, there's a big distance between you and the Jets. Get a business insurance quote online as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Yeah, the reason that, you know, you think about, you know, you can't lose to bad teams within this division because everybody else is beating a bad team. So you can't be like the Yankees a couple years ago losing to the Orioles.
Big couple of weeks coming for the Jets. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.